He thought, as he climbed with his ammo and guns, of his beautiful childhood, his home, and loved ones. The day was quite warm, and the steps were steep, but his spirit was strong, and his thoughts were deep. From the top of the tower, he could hold out for days. He'd been in the service and knew all the ways. He'd fight all alone with his back to the wall. But how long had he been here? He couldn't recall. He'd been a good husband, good father, good son. He remembered that Dad had taught him the use of a gun. He tried to think, were his buddies all dead? But all he could feel were the pains in his head. From the top of the tower, he could see all around. The people like ants crawling all over the ground. He pulled the trigger. One fell in his tracks. The others just stood there like figures of wax. He looked through his skull. God, how many there are. They're enemies, boy. Now get on with the war. You know you can't win, but you'll give them a good fight. They killed all your buddies, and that isn't right. They scattered like sheep, running every which way. But he picked them off one by one, like a child at his play. Where had they come from? And when did they land? Oh, don't think on it, soldier. You don't understand. He knew he'd done right, killing mother and wife. He had saved them from a hell of a life. From the campus below, he hears sirens and shots. But he sticks to his job. And he keeps them from his thoughts. Now a sharpshooter spots him and shoots him down dead, so that he'll never more have those pains in his head. He died fighting. In the tower.